From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told his Russian counterpart Wednesday Washington is prepared to take certain steps to suspend bilateral engagement with Moscow on Syria unless violence in Aleppo is ended and a ceasefire restored. Kerry spoke Wednesday with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
While we haven't taken any of these steps, we're certainly thinking that through, and we're making preps to do that in the very near future. As you know, we have a team in Geneva, and while they're still there, we've certainly communicated to them that their presence in Geneva may not be the case for much longer.
Russia Wednesday said it was prepared to work with the U.S. on Syria and would send experts to Geneva for talks on normalizing the situation. A U.S.-Russian ceasefire collapsed about a week after it was launched earlier this month. Meanwhile, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon joined the chorus of international condemnation following Wednesday's attack on two hospitals in rebel-held Aleppo. Dr. Abd al-Rahman Alomar is part of the Syrian-American Medical Association.
M10 hospital was targeted by a pumped barrel, and M2 hospital was shelling by more than 20 shells.
The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross said patients were killed in the attacks, medical staff wounded. Those injured in the assault by pro-government forces in Aleppo have little hope of getting life-saving medical care. The U.S. Wednesday strongly condemned recent remarks by former South Sudanese first vice president and rebel leader Riek Machar for a return to conflict against the government of President Salva Kiir. U.S. State Department spokesman Kirby said the past 2.5 years of fighting did not resolve underlying political disputes. He said Machar's comments indicate a lack of concern for the well-being of the South Sudanese people. This is VOA News. International investigators say Malaysian jetliner MH17 that crashed over eastern Ukraine in July 2014 was downed by a Russian-made surface-to-air missile transported into the country from Russia and fired from a village controlled by pro-Russian separatists. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said Security Council Resolution 2166 demands those responsible be held to account.
We believe that the final conclusion of the criminal investigation, together with those of the technical investigation led by the Dutch Safety Board that identified the cause of the crash, will be crucial in bringing the perpetrators to justice.
A Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman called the Dutch-led investigation biased and politically motivated. Foreign policy analyst Professor Jonathan Adelman of the University of Denver was asked if there will ever be justice in the case.
I doubt it. And that's a very sad thing, because all of those innocent people died. But the reality is that Russia is on the Security Council. It has one of the 5 veto votes. We wish in a righteous world, which we all wish for, that they would be brought to justice, but I think it's highly unlikely.
All 298 passengers, mostly Dutch citizens, died after the plane broke apart in midair on a trip from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte Wednesday said a joint military exercise scheduled to begin next week between his country and the U.S. will be the last during his administration. Speaking in Vietnam, Mr. Duterte said the Philippines will honor its existing security treaties, but will not take part in any South China Sea patrols with the U.S. in order to avoid getting dragged into a conflict with Beijing. Security analyst Carl Baker of the Hawaii-based Pacific Forum said it's the latest off-the-cuff remark by the controversial leader, and it's uncertain yet what will happen.
Because what we've seen subsequent to Duterte's statement is Foreign Affairs Secretary Perfecto Yase said, well, I think this refers to no more joint patrols, which is something that Duterte had said a couple weeks back, that there would be no joint patrols beyond the territorial waters of the Philippines.
Early this month, Mr. Duterte called on the U.S. to withdraw special forces it deployed in the southern Philippines to advise local troops in the battle against Muslim extremists. A Rwandan academic is back in his home country after being extradited by the U.S. to stand trial for his role in the 1994 genocide. Leopold Munyakazi, accused of genocide, murder, crimes against humanity, and conspiracy to commit genocide. Turkey is expected to extend a state of emergency in the wake of last July's failed coup. It allows authorities to take swift action against those suspected of taking part in that attempted coup. A teenage boy killed his father before going to a nearby elementary school in South Carolina Wednesday, wounding 2 children and a teacher before being apprehended. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.